Hey, stupid nerds. Download the Boogie Monster with Kyle Kinane and Dave Stone. You can find out what happened to Frankenstein and the Wolfman and all that fictional stuff that never happened. And don't pay attention to World War II or the American flag or important things.
The Boogie Monster. Podcasting the unknown.
Mm-hmm. We're just getting into it. We're chit-chatting. Mm-hmm. We're still chit-chatting.
It's chit-chat with Kyle and Dave.
Hey, yeah. Just spitting in each other's mouths. Hot stuff. Oh, boy, buddy. Oh, boy.
What's going on, dude?
I'll tell you what I learned this week. Alpaca fur. Wool? I don't know what you call it.
Mm-hmm.
Thick. It's thick. I got to pet alpacas this week.
Really?
Went to a wedding with a petting zoo.
No way. They had a petting zoo at the wedding?
Yeah, man. And I'm going to be sad at any wedding that doesn't have one from here on out. So, Dave, if you're going to have a wedding, petting zoo, dude.
Now, did they actually have a petting zoo, or did they just really just have an open bar? And you got shit-faced.
What does that mean?
Well, you got hammered and started petting people.
I got drunk on a farm. And just was running around touching things.
Come here, little fella.
They had, we were in Idlewild, which, mm-hmm. So Idlewild, you've been,
mm-hmm.
Idlewild Pine Grove, not too far outside of Los Angeles there.
Mm-hmm.
Well, first off, I flew for the first time in over a year.
How'd that go?
Man, you know what? Did you ever get to the point where you were traveling so much for work that you'd see people that were like had not been to the airport in a long time?
And oh, yeah.
Like, come on, man.
Yeah.
Get your shit. I was that guy.
Mm-hmm.
I was like dropping my lights. I didn't know how to. I don't know how to do anything anymore. Forget the airport. No? Just in general. Last week, I had like, I've told you, like I do three things in a day and I got to go to bed at 7 p.m.
Yeah, three's a lot.
Because I don't know how to do anything. And so mm-hmm. I'm at the airport. Just the simple act of like getting a license out of my wallet while holding a carry-on bag. You may as well hit me like a pinata. My shit just went everywhere. I couldn't figure out what one hand, literally how one hand would help the other hand in a coordination scenario. But like belt on through the metal detector, not remember it. Like brand new. I was brand new on that shit. But it wasn't, I didn't feel like. Well, and this will lead into our topic, but because I had the vaccine, I was a little less nervous about doing all that stuff.
Yeah.
But so went down to this wedding in Idlewild. The mayor is a dog, Mayor Max.
Oh,
yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Sure.
Also, I've noticed that someone has started doing yard work at a cool 7 p.m. So I hope that's not coming in, as we just discussed how audio quality is important for the podcast. Oh, Jesus Christ. So, yeah, this wedding, brunch wedding, outdoors, but some woman had all these rescue animals. She had two alpacas, had a mini horse, had goats.
Wow.
Goats are underrated as like a cool animal.
Dude, I would love to have some goats. I've always been a big fan, especially the little baby ones that do the parkour.
That, yeah, goats just are into jumping.
Mm-hmm.
Very, very mellow creatures. If you can get past that whole Baphomet satanic element, that's what draws me to them more, honestly, that their weird little horizontal pupils and what have you.
Yeah.
You know, little Black Phillip action. You ever see that movie, The Witch?
No.
Oh, you dig it, Dave.
Scary yeah. One. The Witch.
Scary one. Yeah.
Is it new or old?
It's like 3 or 4 years old. That's okay. What I'm doing. Rachel's out of town, so I'm about to get lit. I'm about to get lit up and watch some scary movies and get weird. But I digress. Petting zoo. They had a rabbit that looked like six rabbits, Voltron together. Big boy rabbit.
Oh, big the big boy. Rabbits creep me out a little bit.
It's like a GMO rabbit.
Mm-hmm.
It's like yeah. Japanese scientist kind of, oh, whoops. No, it wasn't Godzilla's time. It's just a rabbit.
Because they're such a cuddly, docile creature. When they get too big, it's like, well, now we're kind of transforming into something that maybe could hurt me.
Yeah, well, now I gotta trust eat these it.
Big goofy rabbits, stupid ears, dragging on the ground, getting dirty.
The handler, I guess, heard the second hand inform me that they actually get so much hair built up around their body that's what they kind of like scratch off to create a nest for their babies.
Oh.
No idea if that's a fact at all, but heard it secondhand from a woman who also had a mini horse with sparkly painted hooves. So that's my source. That's what I'm telling you.
Did I ever tell you the story? Long time ago, I was in high school, and it was coming up on Valentine's Day, and I had a little high school girlfriend, and for some reason, I thought it might be cute to go to a pet store and get her a rabbit. And I didn't, by the way. Okay. And I don't know why I thought that was a good idea. Like, hey, happy Valentine's Day. Here's a pet.
I burdened you.
But I was looking. I was talking to the guy at the – this was in Ackworth, Georgia. I was talking to this guy at this little mom-and-pop pet store as opposed to big pet, corporate pets, you know.
Yeah.
But we're talking about rabbits. He's showing me all these little rabbits behind the counter. And then, like, just in the middle of the conversation, he's got this huge snake over there, like, in another cage. And just in the middle of a conversation, he grabs, like, a little, what I thought was like a baby rabbit, slams it. Yeah, he slams its head on the counter, kills the rabbit, and feeds it to the snake right in front of me with no warning.
What?
Yeah.
Is that the sales pitch?
Yeah.
Better buy the next one, otherwise... I'll sell you four rabbits. They're just going to be inside of the snake.
And I
said, that's how he sells the snake.
I was like, I thought that was rats. He's like, yeah, we're out of rats. They'll eat these two.
And
he killed this fucking bunny right in front of me and fed it to the snake.
Now I got to go through the rest of my inventory. I'm starting to think that this snake isn't worth it.
Yeah.
Buddy, if you don't buy the snake, my whole business is going under.
And it was so off-putting that I just left. I didn't buy the other rabbits.
Absolutely. Yes. Well, then, wow, what the motivation.
Yeah.
Yeah, I guess you can't just feed a snake cat food or anything.
It really creeped me out, man, because like, no warning. At least say, hey, man, just so you know, it's feeding time. I'm going to go ahead and get this taken care of. You know, no warning. Just in the middle of a conversation, splat, caves in a fucking rabbit skull and then throws it in the snake tank.
Yeah, that's as much as like that is nature. Okay, what do you remember a news story from a few years ago? I think it was like a science teacher, I don't know, like high school, grade school science teacher, got in trouble because they had some sort of like carnivorous reptile, a snake or what have you in a class, and somebody brought in like a very sickly puppy, like sickly puppy.
No.
And he fed it to the thing. And they freaked out. But again, like that's my whole thing with eating meat is like, why are we deciding what's a pet and what's food?
No, I get it. That's a great point.
And this guy's defense was like, this is Nate. Like, I wasn't doing it in a cruel way. This was a sickly puppy that was going to die. This is an animal we have in class. These kids know eat a rat or this or that. Mm. It might be harsh, but at what point does education, like, do we just baby... You know, through all levels of education, I mean, obviously little kids, sure, but like high school and college, it's like, what, do we have to protect people from dissenting opinions and truths? There's a whole other I got into the topic about vaccines and then conspiracy theories, but then about if truths, like there's, I got into a whole thing this week.
I saw your Twitter traffic, man.
Yeah, well, and we won't go into like what all happened on Twitter. But as we know, Joe Rogan, thought pill purveyor, neutronic enthusiast, Joe Rogan said that maybe healthy people that are like 21 don't need the vaccine. And I was like, hey, I've been hitting the head a lot less than some other podcasters, and I'd like to say you should get a vaccine. And that drew the ire of a few people.
Mm-hmm.
And angry, you know, mostly the, you know, the Joe Rogan fans are defensive, and they're the sheep that don't know they're sheep. As I said,
what'd you text me?
The sheep in wolves' clothing.
That's a great phrase.
But I started thinking, like, all right, we have this podcast, Dave, where we talk out of our hot chili peppered assholes.
Out of our whole assholes.
Out of our whole assholes.
Mm-hmm.
About all kinds of stuff. Yet we've been like, yeah, vaccine. Oh, yeah, give me that thing. And I was wondering, like, well, why am I agreeing to that? Why am I being trustworthy of a government on that end? And I think I know why, because I think I do trust science and doctors. And I also know that science and doctors are going to be maybe incorrect from time to time, as a, you know, pandemic taking over and them trying to get a hold of it.
Uh-huh.
I'm not going to let, like, missteps on their part dictate, well, now I just can't trust anything you're saying. Because you guys are like, nah, it's a lot of new information, people trying to get shit back together in the world.
Mm-hmm.
But that's what I wanted to talk to you about this week, Dave. It's like, why, of the other things, you know, we're like, I don't trust the government on this, and they're hiding secrets about aliens, or what have you. But then, like, this one, I'm like, no, yeah, I would like to get the vaccine. And I still stand by my decision to get the vaccine.
Mm-hmm.
And the people that were getting mad, I don't think they were like, it's microchips or track. They weren't that far nutty, but it was like the distrust of, like, I don't want this foreign substance in my body. And I've seen the joke made over and over about, like, I don't want a foreign substance in my body. It's like, well, do you eat fast food? Do you do drugs? Like, all the mm-hmm. shit that you take that
yeah.
you don't know what's in it.
No,
but
we don't know.
That's what I wanted to talk about.
Yeah. No, I get it, man. I see both sides of it. I do. I wouldn't call myself an anti-vaxxer. I wouldn't necessarily call myself a conspiracy theorist, although I've gone on record. I mean, I think we talked about this last week. I've never gotten a flu shot as an adult for that exact mm-hmm. same reason, but yet I wasn't in a hurry to get the vax. Well, here's the thing, too. I don't know. I mean, yes, it's hypocritical to be like, oh, I don't trust my government, and then get the vax. But I don't know anything about anything in that regard. And if I'm being honest, if I was single and I wasn't with Katie, I'd probably – I'm not saying I wouldn't get the vax, but I probably would have waited a little while. But the reality is – you know, the most important person in my life is vulnerable because she's only got 1.5 lungs. I think I told that story. She had lung surgery a few years ago. And
yeah.
So she's been very vulnerable throughout this whole process. I'm vulnerable just because they say obese people are vulnerable. So that's, you know, I definitely qualify for that. So, you know, I was like, yeah, if I qualify for the vax or whatever, let's go ahead and get that so I can at least not worry about the scenario in which my stubbornness might kill my fiance. So at least, you know, I might be wrong for getting it, and it may kill us anyway, but at least in theory, I did my part.
Well, I think numbers-wise, I don't think this is a threat. I also think about the risk. Like, it's my thing is, like, I think people are just immediately – if the government wants them to do it, they're going to be like, nope, it's got to be sinister because
mm-hmm.
the government wants me to do it. And so that's there. And for me, if it's like Joe Rogan and a white reggae band from Long Beach are against it, then I'm going to be for it. So I'm taking the same stance that the conspiracy theorists are, because I look at those conspiracy theorists, I'm like, well, you're a noontime secretary. You're out to lunch, man. So I'm going to go ahead and I'm going to get it on, and even more so now if that's the crowd that wants to. And it's like, I'm not knocking Joe Rogan, but, you know, cry yourself to sleep in your $1 million bills. I just think, you know, he's got a bit of a responsibility. You know, people listen to that dude. People listen to him as, I don't think people listen to us as a place of authority. You shouldn't. I'll say that right now. Don't. Get your information on science from comedians.
This is just a side debate here. Does he have a responsibility just because he has a big audience? What if he's like, it's entertainment. I talk all kinds of crazy shit. Well, why does he have a responsibility?
I think that is the defense.
Mm-hmm.
But, I mean, that would be my, like, why? Well, stop giving Alex Jones a platform.
Yeah.
But, again, yeah, all right. Hey, man, that's that free market. That's a libertarian free market. You get to do what you want to do mm-hmm. and have on who you want to have on. But, I guess, no, that's true. Probably no, his responsibility.
I'm not attacking that particular example. I've heard that, you know, in other contexts. Well, so-and-so has a responsibility. Well, maybe an elected official or if you're a parent. But if
he's
you're
not
just
a journalist.
He's not a journalist. He's not a politician. He's just a much more successful version of us, just a jackass running his mouth about interesting shit. Now, whether or not he has, you know, his facts straight, that's up for debate, the same way it's up for debate about this show. So I'm just – the whole – he has a responsibility just because he has a big audience. Like, if someone said it about that about me, I would be like, what fucking responsibility do I have? I get that you have – just as being a decent human being, you have a certain responsibility or obligation not to just purposely get on your show and mislead people and spread lies. But you know.
Well, that's what I read, that like that's why Spotify wasn't going to do anything, because he didn't make a call to action. He didn't tell people not to get it. He was just like, if this healthy and of a young age, I wouldn't worry about it.
Mm-hmm.
But it's, you know, whatever. I made my joke about it. But it got me to thinking, like, yeah, why? What I mean, there's examples. I think there are a few examples of vaccines going awry, which can be the beacon for anybody, any conspiracy theorist, to be like, see, that's why I won't. Is somebody fucking weed whacking one bush outside of my window right now? Why?
Really?
I don't know what's happening.
Hey everybody, faithful podcast listeners. My name is Kyle. I'm the host of Never Seen It. It is a podcast where I have comedians rewrite famous movies and TV shows they've never seen, and then we read those scripts in studio. So maybe someone's never seen Game of Thrones, or someone's never seen Shawshank Redemption. They write a script of what they think that movie or TV show is, and we read it in studio. And then we play some fun games. My dad gets involved. It's a really good time. I think if you love movies, if you love TV shows, but maybe you're not caught up on everything that's ever been made in the entire history of the world, this podcast is for you. It's called Never Seen It. I think you're going to love it. You can find it on iTunes, Spotify, Stitcher, wherever you listen to podcasts. Check it out.
All right, let's talk about Green Chef. Green Chef is the first USDA certified organic meal kit company. You can enjoy clean ingredients you can trust, seasonally sourced for peak freshness. Green Chef is also the first ever keto meal kit on the market. It makes sticking to a low-carb lifestyle very easy, with recipes averaging only 14 net carbs a piece. Recently, they have sent me beef patties with mushroom gravy. Very good. Cajun sausage and veggie skillet. Get out of here. I also had honey citrus glazed salmon. This is top-notch quality stuff. Really digging this stuff. All right? Everybody knows that cooking is fun, but it can be a pain in the ass. With Green Chef, they send you the exact amount of ingredients. Nothing left over, nothing wasted. They send you exactly what you need. They send you the recipe cards. It is so simple. Go to greenchef.com/90boogie. Use code 90boogie to get $90 off, including free shipping. That is a heck of a deal. greenchef.com/90boogie. You're going to get 90 bucks off, including free shipping. That's a heck of a deal. Come on. Green Chef, the number one meal kit for eating well.
Get off my lawn. I can say that. It's not mine, but it's all lawn. It belongs to the proprietress of the house here.
Well, equation...
You got to tell me if you could hear it coming. I hope it's not.
The equation that I did absolutely no research to solve is... What's a greater probability? me catching COVID without having a vaccine or me catching a horrible side effect from the vaccine? That's the question you have to answer yourself, whether or not to get the vaccine. Yeah. Like, what are my odds greater of dying of COVID from being unvaxxed or dying of whatever may spawn from these vaccines?
Yeah, I that's the thing. Like, I understand the, I don't know what's in this stuff. What if, and you know, the whatever, whoever's arguing, but what if I have an undiagnosed heart condition? Well, then how are you living? Like, what else are you doing to challenge that? Especially if you're a fucking white reggae band from Long Beach. Oh, I'm sorry. Are you the only vegan health nut white reggae band from Long Beach? Or are you like the other white reggae band from Long Beach who did heroin and died? You know, not to say that there's not an in-between on that type of lifestyle. But I guess I just look at all the other risks I'm going to take in my life, and I'm not panicked about a vaccine.
Yeah.
Like, I don't think, because I listen to other podcasts about vaccine and how, okay, here's cases of them going wrong. There was, I think it was like the Cutter was a brand of polio vaccine, and it was because the Jonas Sark, I think, and boy, I'm good. Just don't worry about, again, don't worry about this information. But the guy who invented the polio vaccine made it, you know, didn't patent it because he's like, no, it shouldn't be patented. It shouldn't be for profit. Here, let everybody do it. But so then people could just access how to make this polio vaccine, and we're not making it with the standards that it should have been made at. Mm-hmm. And it wound up giving some people some polio, making some people sick. So there are errors. There are things to point to in the world of vaccines where you'll be like, ah, man, I'm kind of like doubtful about it.
Yeah, and keep in mind,
I was so knee-jerk to be like, fuck that, get a vaccine, stop being a bunch of bitches, that maybe I had to like look into it. And I still feel like, get a like, of all the things to be fearful of in this world, vaccines aren't one of them for me. I fly regularly. I mean, I don't know the statistics of chances of dying in a plane crash, chances of dying in a car accident, every other fucking thing you want to do in this world, chances of eating all this bullshit, chances of drinking all the time. I do all these things.
Yeah.
So.
No, agreed. Yeah. Now, if you're one of these people that have never had a soda, never eaten a candy bar, you know, you're vegan, then maybe I'll listen to your argument. But yeah, I mean, look at all the clearly irresponsible shit that we all do on a daily basis. We all know you're not supposed to eat certain foods or drink too much or smoke cigarettes or, you know, but you know, we do it anyway. Drive without your seatbelt or drive while texting. Like we take risks every day.
Those are all your choices, you know, you have the choice to eat healthy food or not healthy food.
Yeah.
So this is a government saying you should do this. And then I was like, all right, well, what's the, like, why am I like, I'm pro-choice for, you know, women's reproductive choices, but why am I like, you should get a vaccine? You're like, I'm trying to reconcile with myself here, Dave.
Yeah, no, I get it, man. Another thing to consider because with these vaccines is as far as like negative side effects or the early versions, just the nature of a vaccine means that they were working on this under pressure. You know, it was a time sensitive issue. Oh shit, we've got a disease. There's no cure.
Yeah.
Let's all get to work and figure this shit out. So just the nature of a vaccine means that they were, you know, there, of course there's a probability that maybe they rolled out one prematurely that wasn't quite, you know, 100% finished or researched or whatever.
But you're also, you got global scientists in communication with each other, given technology. Think about how much faster you can develop something when it's necessary. Which also leads me into, I got yelled at by a woman. She was angry about 5G when I was in Idlewild.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, I was sitting outside on a patio, and I heard some lady some lady who had previously like walked her bicycle past me and was like smiling. She's like, I had a Madonna Inn t-shirt. I was just like, Madonna Inn, that place is great. I'm like, it sure is. And then I heard her next to the cafe. There was like a substation or something. And I just heard everybody there heard some sort of yelling going on. She was yelling at the guy. Just a guy working at the fucking phone company or whatever. And she's yelling at him about putting 5G towers in. Just a guy. It's not the president of the phone company. Just a guy. And then she comes back and I make eye contact. She's like, they're putting 5G in. I'm like, well, yeah, okay. not around here. I'm like, I'm on it. I was on my phone. I'm like, I'm on it right now. So you might want to get away from me. Oh, that's military. I'm like, yeah, they got a chip in my brain. Because I was like, I'd already dealt with the anti-vax people. I'm like, I don't need this fucking nut house coming around. So I looked up 5G too, because I'm like, oh, here's this. Again, it's more about you don't have the choice. And I think that's what people get freaked out about, is that I was trying to learn about 5G. It's about how like the new. But again, how do we all learn about 5G? Was it looking on the internet? And then did the article not load up fast enough about why you should be scared of 5G, and you got annoyed that the article didn't load fast enough? Why don't you wait till 5G comes around and your articles, your conspiracy theory shit will load 10 times faster?
Mm-hmm.
Fucking idiots. But that's not what I mean by fucking idiots. I'm just peeved, Dave.
Mm-hmm.
Because it's like, oh, these waves, they're millimeter waves, where they move differently through surfaces, so that's why they have to install new towers and things, so this technology can move through surfaces and what have you. And so they're putting
them everywhere. I still don't understand anything about it.
So, you know, you see cell phone towers and everything. Mm-hmm. Those are good for up to 4G, and I guess that stands for like whichever generation of internet is out there.
So we're moving to the fifth generation
of internet.
Generation?
Generation, yeah.
Okay.
So we're moving to fifth generation. Now, it's fifth generation because everything's exploded and everything's, you know, has to be the internet. The reason conspiracy theorists have the information or misinformation is because of the fucking internet. Then if you don't like it, wait, then get it through the mail from a dude, you know, living in the woods who's writing on leaflets. Go get it from a leaflet in the town square. But so it's like these new type of whatever radio waves, they move at a different frequency and don't go through buildings and structures the way the stuff up till 4G does.
Okay.
So that's why they got to put it in. And people think it's like because it's new stuff. But like, then fine. Did you complain about the towers before when they were coming in? The internet tower? Did you complain about the electric lamps that came through and they ran power lines? Like, I just see it as that kind of shit. Like, just people scared of the horseless carriages that are riding through town.
Mm-hmm.
Not something to be all busted up about. But why? Well, like, it's because you don't have the choice. They're going to put these towers up whether you like it or not. So it's not like everything else where you had a choice to eat bad food, or you had a choice to smoke cigarettes. It's that, no, now this stuff just exists in the community without you having to say so. So I can see that bugging some people.
Yeah, no, I get it. I mean, it's like anything in life. You know, who the fuck are we supposed to believe? You're hearing this from that side, you're hearing that from this side. Like, I don't fucking know. I mean, yeah, do your own research, come to your own conclusion, but come on, let's be honest. How often do we fucking do that?
Do conspiracies have poor representation as far as who the mouthpieces are?
Mm-hmm.
Or are the people that know the truth being silenced?
I mean, it's probably both.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. Probably a little bit of both.
Like, is it, like, can you just go online and, because I was reading some stuff that, like, go and look up the 1976, whichever vaccine it was, look it up and see. You can't, the YouTube video doesn't even show up. And then somebody's like, it does. It just shows up down the page. And they're like, yeah, but if you wrote in the exact search words, why does it show up 8 videos later? It's like, how fucking lazy You're not even turning the page in a book. Scroll down so you can find the thing. It's not a conspiracy that it's eight videos down and not the first video there. But that it was like a 60 Minutes report on some vaccine that went sour in 1976. I forget which one. It's out there. The information's out there.
Not to play devil's advocate. I know your feelings on devil's advocate, but
No, man. Let's have
maybe that person in terms of the example of like why is it eight videos down? Like that's a whole nother conspiracy. The YouTube algorithm.
Yeah. Why is it front page news, man?
Yeah. Yeah, I've heard a lot about that, those algorithms as far as, you know, just kind of deciphering based on your previous search history, deciphering what you might be interested in and, you know, maybe just feeding you one side of a story.
All right, well, I just put 1976 vaccine into Google. Not YouTube or anything.
Uh-huh.
First article is history.com when the U.S. government tried to fast-track a flu vaccine. People also ask, what vaccine came out in 1976? How many people died in 1976 swine flu? What happened in 1976 swine? Like, it's not erased from anywhere. It's not, and that's all, I didn't even, 1976 vaccine, that's it. Let's go, I'll click on videos. The election year vaccine rollout that backfired. That's time. I'm not seeing. So stuff's coming up about it. Now, I'm not reading these articles. Maybe they're all like trying to sweep it under the rug. But it seems like information is there. So I don't buy that paranoia that they're covering.
Yeah.
The 60 Minutes article. I don't know. But so... I don't know. I wanted to, you know, have a dialogue about it.
Yeah, man. No, I get it.
I was like, hell yeah, give me a vaccine. Am I a sucker? Did I fall hook, line, and sinker for this kind of thing?
Well, here's the thing. Like, we've talked in the past about Agenda 21 and just a refresher, just the theory that the global elite are trying to thin the herd a bit and lower the global population. And I do kind of believe in that. And now I don't know, I'm not going to die on any hill in terms of how they're doing it, but I do believe that.
Again, fast food, fentanyl, real things that are bad for you out there.
Of course. But I think maybe pretend that that's legit, the Agenda 21, that the global elite are trying to lower the global population by covertly killing us off. If that were true, then what better way to implement a little bit of that than via a somewhat perceived mandatory need for a vaccine? Like, I'm not saying that's what's happening. I'm saying if they wanted to go that route— Boy, and obviously I'm not – my theory on that, my little pretend theory is let's pretend that the vaccine is trying to kill us. I'm not saying that every dose is spiked with something that eventually will kill you. But, like, if you wanted to lessen the global population by 5 or 10%, you know. Now, I'm not saying that the virus was manufactured for this purpose, but it's like, oh, how convenient. We got this virus. Well, that's helping our cause. That's killing people. But another way we could do it is let's get a vaccine and spike every 10th dose of that with something. I don't know.
But that's where I'm like, that's where the conspiracy's too far. And I don't even think these people are on that level of conspiracy. I think it's more of just, we don't know what it is, and I don't like being told I got to have it.
Yeah.
In my body, which, like, okay, I can see that. It's just that the mouthpieces, I haven't seen any anti-vaxxers where I'm like, oh, well, the rest of your arguments that you've made in the world are sound, but this one I don't see eye to eye with you. It's usually like, man, you are just, I don't think you're on track for anything, let alone this. And so that's why I don't think... Like, I don't think, like, it's like, well, who's making money from it? Okay, they think it's a pharmaceutical company thing. This is where, like, I think that, like, the believable conspiracy is it's the pharmaceutical companies telling people you need it so they can make more money. Well, one, I think I was listening to the Parcast Network. I don't know if you've ever listened to the Parcast. They take very fascinated subjects and they dry them out to such a brittle boredom. It's fascinating how they can take things so interesting and make them that boring. But it is a good source of just straightforward. Well, I don't know, but they seem very straightforward and unbiased on how they present things. And I was listening to their podcast about vaccines and how that pharmaceutical companies are saying, like, oh, now we can get sued for anything that goes wrong if they think it's related to vaccines. And I'm not saying I agree here, but they're saying, like, well, if you bankrupt us, then what do we have? Then how can we offer anything? It's like we make money because we spend money on research for new drugs. Now, I'm not a fan of pharmaceutical companies, especially in America where they can advertise on TV. If you hear somebody from Europe go, like, oh, this is the weirdest shit ever, that you can advertise medicine, not fucking Tylenol or shit, but like feeling blue, maybe you need whatever drugs. Talk to your doctor. Ask your doctor about drugs. Not ask your doctor about why you feel depressed, but just ask about the drugs. Diagnose yourself from this commercial, then ask about the drugs. Yeah. That's fucked.
Yeah, that's always been a bit odd.
Yeah, and you go to a doctor, look at any post-it note they give you or pen they give you, it's some drug company that left the stuff there, or any pamphlet that's on the table. So, again, I'm trying to figure out why I'm still like, you should get a vaccine, even though I do believe in all these other things. But I also believe that there are pharmaceutical companies because people may need medicine.
Yeah.
And not maybe not all of them are sinister. Maybe some of them are, but maybe some of them are like, yeah, we have to pay for research, and it takes a long time. Where was I going?
When did you first start hearing the term anti-vaxxer? It was way before COVID, obviously. I think the first time I heard it was the whole Gina McCarthy thing. And I don't really remember the details of that, but am I correct in saying that she was saying don't get your kids vaxxed because some vaccines cause autism? Was it related to autism?
Yeah, and that's where I double down on the conspiracy. Maybe that's why you should get them. I mean, this is just – I had a bit about anti-vax, and then all the fucking COVID hit, and I'm still doing a bit, so it hits even more. But it's like, yeah, maybe we need more anti-vax kids because – or we need more autistic kids because they can beat robots at chess. And that's the kind of specialized individual we're going to need when we give over our freedom to the robots.
Yeah.
We're going to need these fucking Terminator super soldiers to help us.
Speaking of which.
Speaking of which.
You seen that new Domino's commercial? Do you know what I'm talking about?
No.
Domino's got a pizza robot.
How the fuck are you transitioning into this?
Because you said robots. You said robots, and I thought, well, this is a robot. I saw a commercial last night. They got these driverless Domino's cars. These little, looked like a little, what's that little British car? The fucking
Mini Cooper.
Mini Cooper, yeah. Rachel had one. Yeah, it kind of looks like a Mini Cooper, but no driver. And certain markets, they're testing that out. They just drive a little pizza pod over your house, and you meet it at the curb. And I don't know if you put a code in or what, but you pull out your own pie.
And who's it delivering pizza to? Neckbeard stoners screaming about 5G and vaccines.
Yep.
That are still excited that there's a pizza robot. That's what I'm saying. We're already in it.
Yeah.
We're already there. I don't want to take a vaccine. Guess what? They could put it in Big Macs and get people vaccinated five times as fast as they're doing it with this method.
True.
They are giving you a choice. If they don't want to give you a choice, you won't have a choice and you won't know about it.
Mm-hmm.
It's good. You know what it's going to be? You want to thin the herd. You want to, what is it, Agenda 21 and yeah. really clean things out? Put it in a fucking Monster Energy drink.
Mm-hmm.
Because I've never seen somebody drink one of those and been like, that looks like a guy I want to talk to.
Yeah, Monster's terrible. I'm a Red Bull guy myself.
You want to clean out the lowest rung of society? You put it in Monster Energy drink. You put it in Big Jack Mac, in the box. I'd be gone. I love all this shit too. I mean, we're going to lose some good ones. I'm not saying it's a foolproof. You put it in, whatever lift kit goes on an F-250. anybody that goes to a Midas muffler and tries to get their truck to roll coal.
Oh.
But I do like honestly, like it's fucking they put it in the water, man. They'll put it in the water system. Like if you really think that they're, I don't know.
No, you're right. Like there's a million different ways they could do it, and. We're rolling the dice every time we eat processed food or,
Well, that's what, like, okay, that podcast brought up a pretty interesting, how many vaccines, like, what? So that's what happened with the vaccines. So pharmaceutical companies were saying, like, if we just get sued all the time, anything goes wrong with anybody because they got a vaccine when they're younger, we'll be bankrupt, and then there's your health crisis. Now you don't have any pharmaceutical companies funded to provide medicine when everybody starts getting sick. So there's its own, I don't know what you call it, institution or what have you, that pays out people if something goes wrong with the vaccine, but it protects pharmaceutical companies. Mm-hmm. Kind of sketchy. But then, now that they're protected, the list of vaccines that a kid should have is, like, I guess a lot more than when we were even younger.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I mean, there's like a vaccine for chicken pox. We didn't have to get chicken pox.
Hmm.
Or we did, but now you can get a vaccine for it. Would you give a kid that? Or would you be like, no, you should have weird scabs and scars for the rest of your life? And
I got a chicken pox scar. Right on my forehead. On my head.
Same.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it sucked, man. But I don't know. So I guess I'm learning more about it. I'm understanding people's why they're skeptical, but I still don't agree with it. I'm still not that far away. I still think the majority of scientists and doctors are who I'd like to listen to.
Yeah.
Instead of, the Long Beach Chub No Stars.
Oh, boy.
You know who might have something to say about this, Dave?
Who's that?
Brop, brop, Raga Squatch!
There he is.
Raga Squatch done blow out the Zoom mic. It's so mad about this. One love for vaccine, no love for anti-vax. Brum, boomba clot.
Does Reggae Scotch familiar? Is he familiar with the Long Beach white reggae boys?
Reggae Squatch got no time, David. Reggae Squatch got no time. Give me the jab, pump, pump, ready to fly.
Oh my God!
I got my vaccine passport. Get me through portals, through time, Diva. A time travel to the future. The band does not make it. Band is not successful in the future, David. I seen it with my own two eyes.
Oh my God!
Boom, boom!
Fucking reggae squatch,
David. Did you eat anything good this week? Maybe a nice jerk chicken or other delicious Caribbean dishes? I don't know what else, David. I don't make much for myself. I'm vegetarian. I like to eat the corn and the cob.
The Karen and the Cop.
Karen and the Cop, David.
Oh, my God.
Sometimes I take the Karen off the Cob and I put it in the fire. It goes, brah, pop, 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 popcorn. That's what does a Rastafarian, I've already said the punchline. What does a Rastafarian eat at the movies? Brah, pop, 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 popcorn.
Oh, my God.
Okay, me go now. Wagwan. Irie, one love, David.
Oh, man.
Unlike expensive big brand shades that you probably lost or smashed in the past, blenders are actually affordable. That is a good thing for sunglasses. I do destroy them frequently. So you're not going to cry as much when the inevitable happens. And it's not just sunglasses, Dave. Blenders, they got prescription glasses.
No?
No. Chase Fisher, come to your house. Give you, is this better? Is this better? Get you some prescription glasses. Readers. I thought that's if you're looking through them, reading something, all glasses are readers. And blue lights. As you're staring at a screen, start going nutty, get yourself some blue lights. As well as a snow collection with goggles and accessories. Live life in forward motion with blenders today.
There you go. Here's what we do. To score 15% off your blenders purchase, visit blenderseyewear.com. Enter promo code BOOGIEVIP. That's blenderseyewear.com. Promo code BOOGIEVIP for 15% off. Blenders, rocked with pride worldwide. Hey, it's me, Dave, reminding you that today's episode of the Boogie Monster is brought to you by BetterHelp. H-E-L-P, BetterHelp. Is there something interfering with your happiness or preventing you from achieving your goals? I don't know, like a global pandemic or quarantine. BetterHelp will assess your needs and match you with your own licensed professional therapist. You can start communicating in under 48 hours. It's not a crisis line. It's not self-help. It's professional counseling done securely online. There's a broad range of expertise available, which may not be locally available in many areas. This service is available for clients worldwide. You can log into your account anytime and send a message to your counselor. You'll get timely and thoughtful responses, plus you can schedule weekly video or phone sessions so you won't ever have to sit in an uncomfortable waiting room as with traditional therapy. BetterHelp is committed to facilitating great therapeutic matches, so they make it easy and free to change counselors if needed. It's more affordable than traditional online counseling, and financial aid is available. BetterHelp wants you to start living a happier life today. Here's what you do. Visit their website, read their testimonials that are posted daily. She's lovely, very supportive and helpful, and I would recommend her in a heartbeat, says one satisfied customer. Speaking of counselor Peggy Ann Hemmer, visit betterhelp.com/boogie. That's better, H-E-L-P. Join the over 1 million people who have taken charge of their mental health with the help of an experienced professional. In fact, so many people have been using BetterHelp that they are recruiting additional counselors in all 50 states. Special offer right now for Boogie Monster listeners. Get 10% off your first month at betterhelp.com/boogie. Is you think Reggae Squatch is also homophobic? Did I touch a nerve?
That's it. You know what? Maybe next time when we get him through here. Something tells me Reggae Squatch.
I never understood
David,
that.
What's your question again? David, ask your question again.
Is Reggae Squatch homophobic?
Nah, me not. Me not. Me not hate the gays, David. Me lay you down. Me lay you down, David.
Yeah?
But don't care who you are.
Uh-huh.
Be a generous lover. That's all I say.
Be a generous. Oh, man.
You're Rastafari! All right, that's it. He left. That was it. He's just said that and he left. He doesn't knock. At least Mothman knocks.
Yeah, he just kind of barges in.
Reggae Squatch just scares the shit out of me.
Oh, my God. Yeah, I'd be on edge if I were you. Just at any moment, him or Mothman just come crashing in.
And he's amorous. And apparently Reggae Squatch, quite amorous.
Yeah. Yeah, he's got some energy. Yeah. He seems like he's down. He's down for whatever.
Oh, polyamorous Reggae Squatch.
Oh, boy. Well, So you got the Johnson & Johnson.
Yep, I got double dicked.
And that was just one shot, correct?
One shot. Felt like I got double dicked. It was, yeah, I got that. Felt bad for a couple days. And I, honestly, think it blew out my knee with gout. Some I don't know if that could be related.
How's that doing, by
but
the way?
I'm better now. But I was out for like a while with that. But it was hurting before. It was hurting when we were in Joshua Tree. Mm. So I can't say it's related. But I could if I wanted to. If I wanted to be on that side of the fence, I could.
Here's a question. I don't know the answer to this because I didn't set up my own shot appointment. Katie did all that with me, for me.
Yeah.
Did you pick Johnson & Johnson? Did
yeah?
Because
I just wanted to get
Moderna.
I just picked the one. Yeah, I picked that.
Okay.
One.
I didn't know if you had if the individual got to pick or if it's just like no in this region or this state this is what we have.
No, I got mine down in California. I had the option. And I just wanted to get it one and done, so I picked that one.
Okay.
And if they're so worried about it, like, look at how few people, like the blood clot thing. So yeah. Few people out of the millions of people that got that shot got it, and they're like, all right, we're gonna stop and take a look at it. So I think they are eyeballing the stuff and make sure it's going all right.
Well, in that concept exists in pretty much all medication. I mean, talking about prescription med commercials, I mean, that's an old hack premise at this point of, like, the side effects are worse than the symptoms, you know? But the point being, like, in I would imagine almost any medication is going to have the potential to have a side effect for a small percentage of the users.
Well, I was reading about thing called the Dunning-Kruger effect, which I think is probably in the zeitgeist now. It's just that it's not quite the distrust of any authority, but it's the people perceive that they are smarter beyond what they are. And some of it, I think, lends itself, like anybody of authority, you want to like I think a lot of like there's a real American thing about like, oh, you think you're better than me, you know, and if it's a scientist or a doctor, I'm going to usually like be like, yeah.
Yeah. On this topic. But yes, now they are
with the internet and conspiracy theories and then some value given to some conspiracy theories. It's given people a reason to distrust all authority, government, science, educators, distrust all of it because now I'm on YouTube or I'm on Facebook and I'm getting the real information. Which is the shit that we think when we look up UFOs and Bigfoot.
Yeah.
But that's not hurting anybody.
Yeah, true.
You know, that's like, that's all fun stuff. Now it's people really think it. And all this QAnon shit. Oh, the fucking priest at the wedding, I guess, was QAnon.
Really?
Which I didn't hear about. They just got like a local priest to marry him.
Uh-huh.
And I guess this guy was going off on... He was telling about like something called med beds, which is apparently just a bed that you can lay in and it heals you. Just does it like a medical apparatus. Not like it injects you with medicine. Like it just the bed itself heals you. I'm like... And part of me, like, yeah, if you're already a priest and you believe the Bible, why not throw some other loony shit in the mix?
Good point.
But how are you going to be? How are you going to be QAnon and be a Catholic priest? How are you going to be like, oh, there's a global cabal of pedophiles? Oh, you don't say, Padre. Where do you think you might want to start looking for them?
Yeah,
Father. So, but he didn't go off too much on the wedding, and they were saying like the rehearsal. Rehearsal and everything, he was kind of going off on some stuff.
Really?
I think he was just drunk. I miss those classic drunk priests.
Yeah.
Oh God, it's like an aging headliner that knows you can't get up to leave until the show's done, so they just fucking start going.
Ugh. Yeah, that's the worst.
Captive audience syndrome. It's like, yeah, 1 hour of a Catholic mass probably does feel like hour five of Dave Chappelle at the Comedy Cellar.
Ooh.
Well, what do you have, Dave? Pizza
what
robots?
Do I have?
You got pizza robots?
Dude, got to compliment you on your, I was going to say on your threads. That's not what people say. On your duds, threads.
You can say it. You can say it.
Dude.
My drip. I'm a drip.
Your drip. Dude, might I say you were, you flossing? Were you shining? I don't know.
That one, I don't know.
Yeah.
But
dude, looking good in that suit, man. Did you trim your beard at all? It looked like you shaped the beard a little bit.
Nah, man, I didn't touch shit.
Oh, okay. It looked like
I
trimmed the sides.
I got a $10 pair of sunglasses on eBay and based the rest of the outfit around it. those purple fucking 70s, like, oh, fuck, I just sold Waylon Jennings some bad acid and I got to get out of town sunglasses. And the rest of the outfit, I'm like, all right, well, this is the centerpiece.
I like
and,
it. Dude.
Yeah, rolled down to the mall here. I guess people are like, "You look Stanhope." I didn't know Stanhope's got a suit like that. I've already inadvertently ripped off a couple Stanhope bits, so I get a little sensitive. I'm like, "Oh, you look like Stanhope. You got the same tailor as Stanhope." I've not seen Doug Stanhope in a suit. I bought this at a Macy's at the shopping mall in Beaverton last week because I needed a suit. But I figured linen suit, summertime, 3-piece. If I'm going for like 70s. You know, 70s Nashville speed dealer, as I put on Instagram. Like, let me get the rest of the gear. Let me put the hat on it. But so, I felt good in it. Thank you for noticing, Dave.
Yeah, man. I'm paying a little more attention to that kind of stuff because, sorry for all the street noise. I forgot to shut the windows. They're a professional podcast.
All right.
We haven't nailed down a date or a place or anything, really. But Katie and I basically decided, like, all right, we got to pull the trigger on this wedding probably in the fall. So
okay.
And we have no idea what we're going to do. It might be super casual, you know, kind of a just low-key thing. If so, I might do, like, a non-traditional get-up, you know, rather than just, like, the black tux or whatever. Might do something silly like that. Might get me a linen suit.
Ooh, Geely suit.
I don't know the Geely suit. What's that?
Oh, it's what the snipers wear to hide in the forest.
Oh, the Geely suit. Yes, yes. Yeah.
I mean, you say something. You throw a word like non-traditional out there. Yeah. I go wide. I go wide with my guesses.
Might go with like a 1950s country music singer. You know, they call that a Manuel suit. You know, the rhinestone.
Okay. Hold on. I'm going to the computer for this
Manuel
one.
Suit.
Manuel.
Mm-hmm. Guy named Manuel somebody designed a lot of those suits for
I did not
stores.
Go the way you pronounced Manuel. I'm like, oh, M-A-N-W-E-L-L. I'm like, oh, like Spanish. Okay. Manuel.
Mm-hmm.
Manuel suit. You're a man, Manuel you dress suit. Well. It's a Manuel suit.
Yeah, my draw didn't help things on that, but
oh, yeah, dude.
Yeah, those are rad.
You can go or like a like so yeah, it's got like the embroidery.
Mm-hmm.
It's almost like a mariachi.
Yeah, yeah.
So like similar kind of vibe with that. Yeah, you know he's a Mexican guy, and he does country music. Yeah, dude. Yeah. Yeah, I agree with this.
Yeah, gotta figure out what I'm gonna go for. Or we may just go to Vegas.
Yeah, it's fun to dress up, man.
Yeah, I put on pants for the first time. I went to a thing this weekend. I is literally first time I've wore pants in months.
What'd you do this weekend?
We just went to Katie's, one of her good friends had a 40th birthday party. And it's this whole friend crew that she's known forever that I've yet to meet. So they all thought that I was imaginary, that Katie was bullshitting them all these years. So I finally met, you know, that crew of her friends. And it was great. It was a fun hang. Went over to Azusa over there in the Inland Empire. But, actually, literally the first time I've wore pants.
Put on some pants. Go to Azusa.
Yeah. 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 I can't remember the last time I wore pants. So that's me dressing up. So. Just I wear pants and my Carhartt T-shirt, and that's me putting forth an effort. But for the actual wedding, I'll probably, you know, I might go 3 pieces. Who knows?
Manuel Cuevas.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think you're wrong to go with this look.
Yeah, yeah, I've always liked that look. So we'll see.
Since it's been discussed, petting zoo?
I love that idea. Definitely try to get some livestock of some sort at the wedding. I love some goats hanging around.
I mean, I don't know. I mean, I know you're probably going to have barbecue too, so it might be a conflicting feeling for a lot of guests.
That's true. That's true.
You might have to pick one or the other. There was supposed to be a pig at this one, and there was no pig.
Oh.
And it was a brunch wedding, so there was bacon, and everybody's like, well.
Yeah, I don't know, man.
I don't have a recipe this week, but I did my white trash thing where I took the last little bits of tortilla chips and just sprinkled them on spoonfuls of salsa and put it in my mouth.
There you go, buddy. You know what I made yesterday?
Probably something good.
Hard shell tacos. I love a good hard shell taco. Out here, that seems to be the redheaded stepchild of Mexican food. Everybody likes the street tacos, the soft tortillas.
I think that's more of like a transport. Like you're in a truck jostling around. Those hard shells are just gonna break. You know, you gotta have a deep fryer messy to make them.
Yeah, it's messy. Did you make the tacos
or you just bought the hard shells?
Yeah, I just bought the store bought hard shells, but just whipped up some ground beef, just the toppings, little cheese, little sour cream. Oh boy, it's good. That's the other thing too. I think that's why I like the hard shell taco. As much as I enjoy California Mexican food, street food, they don't put any type of cheese. I mean, every now and then they'll put that cojita cheese on it, but like there's no shredded cheese on a street taco out here.
I don't know what that style is. It's like the meat, and then it's onions and cilantro kind of thing.
Yeah, and then salsa,
a little salsa bar.
Yeah.
And I appreciate that, but yeah, man. It was, I think it was called King Taco.
Yes. Yes, King Taco.
Is that
Taco.
The spot? King Taco, you know what I'm talking about?
I know what you're talking about, but you're wrong.
Okay, all right.
I know King Taco, and King Taco rules, and they may have hard shell tacos. I'm not saying they don't, but there's another spot in Highland Park that specializes in hard shell tacos, and they're in the parking lot of a grocery store, a little bitty freestanding shack in the bottom of a parking lot of a grocery store, right there on I guess maybe Eagle Rock Boulevard, maybe, or no, it'd be Figueroa. I think it's right there on Figueroa. Anyway, is that what you were talking about?
No, and I'm trying to find it. It's not at all. No, it was Tito's Tacos. Tito's Tacos.
Okay, Tito's.
Tito's Tacos, and it is in Culver City. And it's okay, here we go. Tito's Tacos. I find more information on this than vaccine. That's a conspiracy. Tacos, you got it. The fucking poisons in the tacos. Opened in 1959, is known for its American-style hard-shell taco and burritos.
There you go.
Yeah, so that was like hard-shell. Like I'm going out there on purpose, like hard-shell with all the shredded cheese and stuff, which I guess is American-style. Mm-hmm. And now I'm hungry. So
yeah. And I've complained about this before, but I'll do it again. You know what else you can't find out here? Goddamn white queso. White queso dip.
Chipotle.
That didn't count. I guess, I don't know if that's just a super gringo thing, but like the only Mexican food I knew for the first 35 years of my life was in Georgia. And man, it's probably not authentic, but there's people in the South know what I'm talking about. There's just it's kind of like the same way so many Chinese restaurants are similar in terms of like the little hole in the wall takeout joints. You know, they got all the same pictures up on the wall, that kind of thing. There was just a standard. There was like an industry standard of like middle of the road gringo Mexican restaurant. And part of the whole experience for me was getting that appetizer of white queso dip, and you get the basket of free chips and you just go to town. And I've yet to find hardly any white queso dip out here. I guess it's a gringo thing, but that it may be, but it's still fucking awesome. And maybe somebody out here might take a note from the crackers in Georgia and, you know, give us a little white queso dip. What could go wrong?
Well,
what could be bad about it?
Well, is it like, you know, like the story that chicken tikka masala, the theory is that it was like it was invented in Britain
to try and white British win folks, over,
to win them over to Indian food. And good job, by the way.
Yeah.
I mean, I like the rest of the roster you got going on with Indian food. But what a great introductory dish.
Oh yeah.
So that's, you know, that's a whole interesting style of cuisine, is like food made to win over
yeah.
someone else, like to win over another culture not used to the type of flavors.
That's interesting. Yeah.
A thing to consider.
Yeah, absolutely. But yeah, made some old school hard shell tacos. Oh man,
I might have to go out and get some Mexican food now.
The sour cream, get that sour cream all up in that hard shell with the beef and the cheese. Oh boy. Oh boy. It's a good time.
You know what? Man, a guy gave me some wild dreams last night, I'll tell you. But so Rachel and I, we were out. We got back to Los Angeles after this wedding just for last night.
Uh-huh.
Because I flew back up to Oregon today. We're like, well, let's just go take a walk. You know, we're both vaccinated. We take a walk. Some things are open. And so we went to
where'd El y'all stay? Cid.
We were just in Silver Lake. She got an Airbnb, which she loves Airbnbs. I'm like, why am I paying to do somebody else's chores? Like, I'm stripping a bed and washing dishes. I'm like, what the fuck is this? We paid money for this?
Yeah, I get it.
Like, I know they're already watching me beat off. So what and you get me to do the dishes? What a sucker's deal. So we're just walking around. We're like, maybe we'll go. Like, there's 4100, which is a bar that I liked it as a bar.
Mm-hmm.
But so their parking lot was open with a fence. It just looked like a prison yard people were drinking in. It looked like Gen Pop with cocktails. So we kept walking. We saw El Cid was open. People don't know El Cid's like a built in the early 1900s. And it's like a flamenco bar with a stage. I've done comedy there. I think you've done comedy there, right, Dave?
Yeah, I sure have.
Yeah, but it's just empty, big outdoor, cool outdoor area with like trees hanging over it, and not like repurposed parking lot, but intentionally built outdoor spot. Like, I would just have a couple cocktails. Like, well, we'll get a couple snacks. We're going to go get a proper dinner. But we got some shrimp thing they were doing.
Yeah.
I do not want to hear that fucking shrimp, like, mate for life. I can't do it with shrimp, Dave, all right? I've cut out so many other things.
Yeah.
Even in seafood, I won't do a squid. We talked about squid and octopus, how they're smart.
Yeah.
I do not want to hear that about shrimp. If somebody gets information about shrimp, I don't want to know about it. Like, shrimp hug each other to fall asleep. I don't want to hear about it. I love shrimp so much. And they did, man. It was some citrus and spicy sauce with the shrimp, and then a plate of, it was basically shishito peppers, but I don't know what they called them. There was like Spanish version of it, but just fire roasted with a little cream dipping sauce.
Ooh.
I probably ate 30 of those peppers. Wild dreams.
There you go. Okay.
It was a good snack dinner. Good tapas dinner that we had.
I like that. Fucking
and now I'm pepper hungry dreams. Yeah, something. But now I'm jealous of them hard shell tacos. I might have to go get, obviously, the terrible version. Well, not by my standards, but you know how I feel about Del Taco. And they offer fake meat there, so.
Yeah, Del Taco. I got no problem with Del Taco. I stay away from Taco Bell, but I'll eat Del Taco.
Well, they got bean dip. No, I know the difference, because like, even within trash, you can have your preferences.
I like their cheddar cheese on those tacos.
Mm-hmm. We should talk about that, the fact that they're going to start making the fake, like, lab-grown meat.
Mm.
And how we feel about that.
Yeah, I was
trying to write a joke about the dudes that, like, make fun of somebody for eating fake meat. I always love women with fake boobs.
No, that's funny, though. That is funny.
Something that's fucking fake boobs. Jokes, but, yeah, we should. Maybe we'll do that in a later episode. But that's a thing to talk about. How much lab-grown meat would you eat? Because personally, I think the stuff they're doing to cows and with all the whatever they're, you know, injections and stuff they're giving them to make them super, like, it's already a lab. It's just got feelings attached to it.
Yeah,
but you're already treating it like it's in a test tube with the stuff you do to it.
Yeah.
So. Well. You got any recipes or just what you're excited about, the ground beef?
Yeah, I'm just excited about that. Porter Road, one of our new sponsors, they sent me a big old box of shit, and including not shit, good stuff, including a pound of dry-aged taco meat. It's already pre-seasoned. Usually I take offense to the pre-season stuff. You know, it's like, what, you don't think I'm capable of whipping this up? But
some people aren't.
It was good.
But some people.
It was solid stuff. But yeah, man.
All right.
Hard shell tacos.
Maybe I got some. I mean, I got some impossible meat here. I know people might wince at that, but the impossible ground beef stuff. Oh, that whips up into a taco or burrito just fine for me.
Yeah, I would imagine that's probably one of the better substitutes. Anything that's mimicking a ground meat, because the ground meat is just the finished product is so different than whatever the source is.
Much like the hard shell, I think it's like we got so used to like soft tacos, and you know, you get chicken or asada. Like to go back to like a hard shell ground beef. Ooh, yeah.
Yeah, man.
Get back to the roots.
Mm. When I was, my mom always tells this story, but when I was like 4 years old, and I remember doing this, and I don't know why I did it, but we had this neighbor that lived down the street, and my mom was friends with her, and we all went to church together and stuff. But when I was 4 years old, I just knocked on her door, and she's like, "Oh, hey, David." And I was like, "Yeah, you got any taco shells?" And she's like, "What?" And I was like, I'm kind of in the mood for some taco shells. And she went and got me. She had some old El Paso or whatever in the pantry. And she handed me a couple taco shells. And I was like, "All right, cool, thanks." Just moseyed off with my taco shells.
That's the kind of thing that your parents are like devastated that you do that. Like,
yeah.
Like how it reflects on the family. Like, does she think we're so poor?
Exactly.
My son just wants taco shells.
He's so malnourished. If you punch them,
they turn into Doritos.
But yeah, I don't, and that wasn't something I used to do. I didn't just randomly go up to people's doors asking for groceries, but something struck me that afternoon, and I thought, you know, maybe I deduced that, okay, it's too far to go back to my house, or maybe I knew what our inventory was and we didn't have any, but let me see if Miss McElroy has any taco shells.
And, little David was just short a couple of Mexican food vessels, so we helped him out.
Yeah. Yeah. It was a crazy kid.
Mexican food vessels.
All right, buddy. Anything to plug? What's going on with shows? You got any shows, anything?
I'm starting up in June, man.
Yeah?
Starting up. Going to be out there. Things are coming together. I got some stuff in Arkansas that I'm about to let people know.
Nice.
Our very strong friend Chris Pierce has set up a couple shows. I think I'm doing
awesome.
I think I got Little Rock. I got Fayetteville. This knee better be in shape because I want to be riding up in Arkansas for that week. And those are going to be the week before Nashville. I don't know the exact dates, but Nashville's like 19th or something. So just stay tuned to the Sochi Meads for that info and some stuff leading up to it. Some smaller stuff in Texas. I got bigger dates later in the year, but some like couple goofy gigs. What about you, man? You getting back to it yet?
No, not yet. I'm working on it though. I'm putting together some stuff.
You barely just got pants on.
I mean, let's not rush into it. But I'm working on some stuff. Hopefully this summer I'll be out doing some stuff. So
come on, man. I got the van.
Road stuff. Yeah, man. Maybe I'll tag along. We'll see. I'll go to Arkansas and Oklahoma with you.
Hey, we're vaccinated. So, yeah, we're vaccinated. So now we can go look for Bigfoot.
Exactly. So ready to make up for lost time.
Let's do it, man.
All right, buddy. Well, this joint's starting to kick in. So
Probably
go find a flat surface to lay down on. And,
find yourself a couple. Go ask your neighbor for some hard shell tacos.
Good catching up,
buddy.
Did
you just make some? Sure did.
Yeah.
You know it, guy.
All right, man. We'll talk to you next week.
Hell yeah. Bumble clock.
The Boogie Monster. We'll be right back. Podcast Network.